Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 310. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, and today I'm delving into being innovative with my brand, because that's what it's about these days. Now, when I started my journey as a writer and author, I honestly didn't think far ahead. I was focused really on just, you know, writing books and not doing anything too crazy. I never thought I'd have a website with as many blogs as I do, and I surely would not have guessed that I'd be able to create like so much content in such a short amount of time. Now, being innovative takes a lot of thinking and planning, and I had to think of a way to allow all of you into my process and my life, but keep things fresh and new. Now, when I found a website that finally fit into what I was trying to accomplish, that was probably the most fulfilling thing. And that's how I was able to create my blogs 3 days a week. And that's how I kind of got into this process of wanting to share what was on my mind, but also inspire and motivate you guys too. And I took time to look at a lot of authors and, you know, their journey and what they've done. I've looked at, you know, different websites and, you know, different things, right? A lot of authors, you know, they'll blog, but they won't blog motivational stuff, or they'll blog, but they won't talk about their process with writing books and what went into it and things of that nature. So that was where I knew I had something different that I can do and something innovative that I can share with pretty much everyone with, you know, this whole process. And it was about catering to you, the listener, or you, the reader, on how I go about writing books, why, what was my purpose and reasoning behind it, how do I create the characters, but then also talking about what's on my mind and how I went through this whole process of creating the brand that I have currently right now, and that I'm also continuing to work on and continuing to grow. And then it's, you know, giving my perspective of how to motivate and inspire people also. And I know that people have told me, oh, you're wise beyond your years, or you're an old soul, or, you know, you give great advice. So I said, why not, right? Let me write about things that I've dealt with, what I've experienced, what I've learned. And that became, you know, my niche, right? So next was sharing, you know, obviously, like everything that goes into writing a book, not just, you know, the little fluff stuff. And I've noticed that a lot of authors, when they share stuff about their books, they don't share a lot of the details, unless, you know, they might be in an interview setting where, you know, they're being asked questions. But there, that idea of Book Insight Friday was created out of a need to talk about the brainstorming process, to talk about, you know, how long it takes to write certain books and the time that, you know, it takes for me to edit, to format it, you know, to get it ready for, you know, all of those bookstores and websites. And then with my podcast, I became creative in turning my blogs into audio format. And I'm not just sharing what I wrote in my blogs, but I talk about other things that didn't make it, you know, into blogs. And with the blogs, you know, I like to kind of keep it simple, you know, 2 to 3 minute reads, things like that, because of attention span. I've learned that people are more attentive when it comes to audio and video and things of that nature. I've learned that people are on the go a lot. Life is fast. So if I can create audio content that's like not too long, but it's long enough to where you're learning something, or you're learning about me, or you're learning about my journey and, you know, what I've experienced and gone through, then that helps immensely. So that's why when I started my podcast, I said, I think I should do podcasts between 10 and 15 minutes. It's just long enough where you'll learn, you know, about my process of writing books, or, you know, something that I may want to share with you about motivation, inspiration, and staying focused on your journey. And then, you know, anything that, you know, may come to my mind from time to time. And hey, it's worked, right? So I'm not into putting, you know, all these little infomercials and these all little ads and all that stuff. Nah, I don't care about that. Like, that for me is more for podcasts that are a little bit longer. So if it's like a podcast that's 25 minutes or longer, then by all means, great. Put in an ad or two, do whatever you got to do. But for me, I want you, the listener, to, you know, come on my podcast, listen to a topic that I'm discussing uninterrupted. And I think that was huge for me. That was crucial. I mean, yeah, you make a couple of cents, you know, through people listening, you make a couple of dollars from time to time. But after a while, I said to myself, it doesn't make sense for me, especially from a brand standpoint of your podcasts aren't that long. Do you really want to be in the middle of a sentence and then a commercial comes on? No. Do I even want to listen to commercials when I'm listening to a podcast? No. So that's why the commercials and all that stuff was taking out all the ads. Now, the next thing is how many authors are recording the audiobooks from the print format that they created? And there are some who do it, but it's a lot of work. It takes a lot of time to complete, you know, recording an audiobook. I've, you know, learned that some authors, they do record their own audiobooks, but they don't like it. So I enjoy it from time to time. I don't enjoy it when I'm messing up or there's days where I'm not as focused, but I know that recording audiobooks will go a long way. And I do have a few audiobooks, by the way. A Woman's Worth 1 and 2, that's available on Apple Books. And then I have Code Blue 1, 2, and 3. I have Struggles Growth of a Man Part 1. And I have I woke up a Black Man in audio format. You can find all that stuff on my website, which is AquarianMindWrites.com. So there's that. There's a lot of work to complete, you know, like I said, an audiobook. It takes time, takes energy, takes effort, being consistent. And I'm thankful that I can record my own audiobooks and I can control the pricing and the platforms that I put it on. I put a lot of, you know, time and effort into it. And it's fulfilling to know that when someone listens to my audiobook, they're actually hearing my voice, my perspective, and how I wrote it and why. And then lastly, I'm delving into my clothing line, which I don't get to immerse myself in that much, but I did enjoy the process of creating different designs that are different. It's sharing my creativity with positive messages that will motivate and inspire others. One example is the 5Ds, which is dream, drive, determination, dedication, discipline. That's huge. There's the 6Gs, but I don't remember all 6Gs right now, so I'm not going to even try to remember all of them. I've created a lot of, you know, different innovative things and, you know, had fun with the process. And I do have a few shirts. There's one designed Be Legendary Every Day. There's little quotes on life and the process and things of that nature. But the one thing that I can tell you is that I have so much to give and I'll be sharing a lot more with my journey. And obviously, as time continues, I will continue to find ways to be innovative and share different things. The one thing I will tell you also is that it's all a process and being innovative and, you know, thinking about social media content. You know, I've, you know, done a few different things on social media that a lot of other authors have not done on Instagram and TikTok. And I've been on a hiatus a little bit from TikTok and not posting since I think July, but I am thinking and processing on how I'm going to, you know, bring more great content to, you know, everyone who's on TikTok, who's on Instagram, who's on YouTube. That's important to me. So I know that probably more toward the end of the year, I might start posting a little bit more, possibility of that. And then there's also definitely next year, I know I'm going to be jumping into it and I'm going to have more time to immerse myself because pretty much all of my blogs are done for next year. You know, and all this stuff that, you know, I have planned out as far as my books, those are all written also. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. As always, I appreciate you all. That's my podcast for today. As always, be good and go accomplish your goals.